This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1812. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded February 11th, Bougainville, Canada, China, Colombia, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Kashmir, Korea North, Norway, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, St. Kitts, USA, Vatican, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. More on the reactivated NBC Bougainville, considered part of Papua New Guinea now. As we were reporting last week, best date for me to hear it was February 4th, on the daytime frequency 6020 exactly. I tuned in at 0746 UT and was hearing a fair signal with low-key talk. And I think they mentioned NBC before cutting off the air at 44 seconds past 0802. I figured that was when they were finished with their daytime frequency, 7 p.m. local, and were moving to the night frequency, 3325. However, I did not expect to hear it that early, and indeed could not. I was awake again at 1248 UT and found 3325 apparently occupied by the Indonesian, while NBC was back, even though it was the middle of the night their time, on the daytime frequency 6020 once again. That was from 1315 UT. They had a definite idea as NBC National Radio at 1401 and mentioning Papua New Guinea. They were still barely audible by 1443, more than an hour after sunrise here. On the same date, it was also heard by others, including John Cooper in Pennsylvania, listening between 1255 and starting to fade out by 1340 UT. Vietnam is also listed on 6020 until 1530. When I was hearing Bougainville, I did not notice any interference, but on some other occasions, a very weak signal there may have been Vietnam in the absence of Bougainville. Another good day for it was February 6th. I was listening as early as 1143 UT, apparently in Talk Pigeon, and an NBC ID once again at 1401. While someone even British Columbia could hear it much later, and he was still getting it at 1632 UT with mostly music and announcements in English. On Sunday, February 7th, around 14 UT, I was hearing a weak signal on 6020, and on that occasion I thought it maybe was not NBC. However, Ron Howard in California was listening then, actually during an earlier hour, between 1200 and 1258 on that Sunday when they were playing the Island Praise Caribbean Gospel Music Show, which is also heard on other PNG stations. And in fact, it was parallel to Madangon 3260. But he says this went off the air, that is 6020, at 1327 on that date. However, the following 3 days, February 8th, 9th, and 10th, Ron Howard says he did not hear NBC Bougainville at all on either frequency, checking between 1220 and 1530 UT, and RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, was off the air February 8th and 10th, although it came on, or was audible later at 1459. And he could tell it was RRI and not NBC. So anyhow, the test phase of the new 10-kilowatt transmitter at NBC Bougainville appears to have been completed, but when will they begin regular broadcasts? In Messenger from the Canadian International DX Club for February, we have some more information about the new Montreal station on 1610 kHz CHRN. It's called Radio Humsafar, H-U-M-S-A-F-A-R. Sheldon Harvey tried to find out what was going on and got a reply from the president of Radio Humsafar, Jasvir Sandhu. We received CRTC approval to broadcast on 1610 with 1 kilowatt day and night. The original plan was to share the antenna site with CJLO 1690. But given the close proximity of the frequencies, our engineers decided it was not feasible for two stations to share that site. As a result, we had no other choice but to move our antenna to a new site. We applied for the necessary adjustments and determined a solution to begin the testing phase, awaiting approval to go on the air, with only 500 watts of power day and night, provided we remain within the originally approved broadcast contours. We were previously testing our transmission at reduced power of 500 watts. We hope to recommence testing in about 1 week. So it's not clear exactly what date this was, but that may explain the coming and going of the new CHRN in Montreal, 1610 kilohertz. Ron Howard in California says, as of February 10th, I continue to hear the jamming of All India Radio on 4970, just before 1300 till about 1331 UT. It's here instead of being on 4790 against the BBC in Uzbek. It seems they are locked in here and may never note their error in the frequency to jam. American DXer Don Moore has been traveling in Colombia and has been putting up a travel blog about all the radio stations he's heard and visited, along with recordings and photos. It's at his much larger website, All About Latin American Radio, and I'll spell it, www.patepluma-radio.com. From there, you can add on Slant Blog, Slant Columbia DX, Slant Index, .html. In communication of the British DX Club, we are reminded of the once-a-year special broadcast, Radio Imrang. That's O umlaut, O umlaut, M-R-A-N-G, also spelt Amrum, A-M-R-U-M for the island, in the North Frisian group of Germany. This happens, or so far for the last few years, has happened every year on February 21st, whatever day of the week that may be, and this year it is Sunday, at 16 to 1659 UT, via now in Germany transmitter site on 15215. It's been in the Frisian dialect, that's the point of the broadcast, but some German and English as well. We have no confirmation yet that's actually what they're doing this year, but it's worth checking, and perhaps by next week we'll have something more definite. Voice of Greece shortwave transmissions have continued to be very erratic. The main frequency, 9420. But they've had a second transmitter going lately, and it has been appearing on 9935, and also at times on 11645 or 15650. And most of the time, but not all the time, that transmitter is putting out that awful whining noise, consisting of multiple carriers slightly above and below the center frequency, as you can tell if you turn on the BFO. Anyhow, after many, many months, if not years, I was hearing that higher frequency again, and I immediately knew what it must be, 15650, February 7th at 1512. They didn't bother to register anything with HFCC for the current season, but we know 15650 is an old frequency from the Avlis transmitter site. And Ivo Ivanov was also hearing it from Bulgaria and reached the same conclusion at 16 UT on February 7th. I would like to point out that according to HFCC registrations, currently 15650 is reserved only for IRDR, International Radio for Disaster Relief. In fact, it's reserved 24 hours from the Vatican site, 100 kilowatts non-directional. And furthermore, its target areas are the entire world, Siraf Zones 1 through 85. However, as far as we know, it's never been activated, although there have been numerous qualifying events in the past 2 years and ongoing, that is, where emergency broadcasting for disasters might be called for. The registrations show there are two other frequencies also available 24 hours, 17500 and 21840. I assumed Santa Maria di Galleria in the Vatican is merely a placeholder, and if this ever is really put to use, some more appropriate sites could be employed, as several HFCC members are supporting this project. IRDR, International Radio for Disaster Relief. A good time to try it out might be as a test on World Radio Day, February 13th, as promoted by UNESCO and a few shortwave stations. Although it's never been activated for a real emergency, I do recall there were some brief tests of IRDR a few years ago to coincide with some radio meeting. As I mentioned last week, Dr. Madrid at Radio Verdad in Guatemala 4055 thinks his station is being injected into shortwave receivers all over the world without the use of transmitters. He's never been able to explain this. He says he doesn't understand the process itself, but it's a scientific experiment. I think it requires the suspension of disbelief, such as by magic. But should you ever hear Radio Verdad 4055 in the middle of the day, or at a time of day when propagation direct from Guatemala would be impossible, do let us know. I've always been a skeptic about this because it doesn't make any sense, and I've told him so, but he's very hopeful that this will bring him a much increased audience. I said, if they weren't trying to fool you, surely they would give you the exact frequencies, times, and locations where the relays are supposedly going out. They claim to be on the same frequency, 4055, so that deliberately makes it more difficult to differentiate normal transmissions from the relays. I said, you need to apply some logic and scientific rigor to this experiment. More about the All India Radio station on 4970, which is in Shillong. And I mentioned earlier that frequency is being jammed by China, but it's the wrong frequency by mistake. They should be jamming 4790. But that's only for half an hour. Later on, there's something interesting to listen to. Ron Howard says he was listening February 10th between 1356 and 1547 when they had preempted regular programming for special live coverage from the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Shillong of the women's football or soccer match between India and Sri Lanka, alternating coverage in English and Hindi. This was part of the 12th South Asian Games being held in Shillong and also in Guwahati. The games end on February 16th, so look for more live coverage from Shillong on 4970. He says he found no other All India Radio stations parallel to this, and they did not switch over to the usual audio feed from Delhi at 1512 to 1545, including news in English at 1530, but instead continued with the live sports coverage. Shillong is the capital and hill station of Meghalaya, also known as the Abode of Clouds, one of the smallest states in India. It is said that the rolling hills around the town reminded the European settlers of Scotland, and they would also refer to it as the Scotland of the East. And more about the Voice of Jammu and Kashmir Freedom, which we mentioned last week, had been heard on 7030 in the ham band. Tony Rogers, in communication of the British DX Club, says he heard it using a web SDR on the West Bank from 1430 tune-in to sign off at 1445 on 29 January. And the closing announcement clearly mentioned 7.230 megahertz, which I think is a frequency they've used in the past for evening broadcasts. So possibly the wrong frequency was punched in, and it has ended up on 7030. Anyhow, it's nice to hear it. David Koenig of Interval Signals Online tells us he heard the clandestine for North Korea called National Unity Radio, signing on 7515 kHz at 13 UT, February 5th. It was preceded by a minute of Babcock music, and they opened with their signature tune, He's a Pirate, from a Pirates of the Caribbean film, then opening in Korean. He says reception was fair via global tuners in Hong Kong, and poor reception via the 20 remote receiver in the Netherlands. According to the IB listing, this is a two-hour broadcast via Tajikistan. And note that it takes over 7515, just as WEWN is leaving the frequency. Via international vacuum, internet, AM, FM, and shortwave, this is World of Radio, 1812. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Philip H. Bronfin in Reston, Virginia, who sent a generous check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In the British DS Club, they are hearing that low-power Norwegian shortwave station going by the double call sign of LKBLLE. Nick Rank in Buxton reports it on Sunday, February 7th at 1503 UT. IDs and requests for MP3 sound file reception reports. Stay tuned to LKB and LLE, they said, and then into CW IDs. Also reported by Alan Pennington in Caversham, the afternoon of February 7th, on compatible USB, or that is AM plus upper sideband, SIO of 252. It was scheduled from 15 until 17 UT. We're not sure if that'll be the case every Sunday or every day. He says, according to Sven Martinson of the station, the power is 200 watts when they're in USB and 50 watts in AM. Announcements in English and German, ID, address, Morse IDs. Also, ID is Radio Northern Star and instrumental music. He thinks conditions must be good on that particular occasion. Nick Rank followed up that the following evening, February 7th at 2121 UT, he was hearing a very weak signal with Vs and Ls in CW on their medium wave frequency, 1611. He says, I had to use both a ferrite sleeve and a small loop to phase out electrical noise. And there was another station on 1611, perhaps a Greek pirate. Besides the recent tests from Bougainville, some other NBC stations in Papua New Guinea proper have been reported active lately. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, using a Tokyo remote receiver, reports NBC Southern Highlands, 7 hertz below, 3275, February 2nd at 10:54. It was only a poor, tiny signal as received there. Several reports of Radio Madang. He has it 4 hertz below 3260 at 10:50 UT, February 2nd. It had wandered up from 8 hertz below the nominal frequency. More about NBC Madang. Ron Howard in California reports it February 7th after 12 UT, carrying that syndicated program from Florida, Island Praise, which we mentioned earlier, presented by Stacy Rose, playing Caribbean gospel music. This went off the air at 12:29. Mike Terry forwards a post from David Rickwish on the WRTH Facebook group February 3rd. NBC Madang, called Radio Madang by locals, on 3260 is running 4 kilowatts, reduced from 19 kilowatts. As a local technician, that may be a typo for reduced from 10 kilowatts. Also on FM 90.7. The daily schedule is NBC Madang programming from 19 to 23 and 07 to 12 UT. And between 23 and 07, they relay NBC National from Port Moresby. The AM transmitter is no longer operational on 864 kHz. Glad that Mike Terry monitors Facebook, so I don't have to. Victor Gunatelica wrote on the WRTH group about Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines. They've discontinued the Hindi broadcast at midnight 30 to midnight 55 UT on 15280. They remain only on the web and in the evening, still on shortwave 11825. He says they are winding down operation slowly, By the end of the year, much of the South Asian broadcasts will be gone from shortwave, only on the web. But I have not checked the web. For me, radio is on the air. Web is something else. I just don't have the time or inclination. John Carver in Mid-North Indiana wonders if a new shortwave station is being planned at St. Kitts. I was tuning through the TV channels and stopped at one of the La Sea channels when I saw a Kaito crank radio on the screen. It turns out that Jim Baker is selling them on his show. The price a bit inflated, but he's claiming he's purchased all of the last run of those radios. Then they cut to a pre-recorded segment that was filmed on the Isle of St. Kitts. An interview with Baker conducted outdoors with several other people affiliated with some religious organization. They have one, possibly three, radio towers for sale. Baker's trying to raise money to purchase them. He says it's so that when the USA goes off the grid because of EMP, we can blanket the USA with the gospel. He's asking for donations and wants to sell the radios in batches of three or four. As I watched, he wants to build his own shortwave station on the Isle of St. Kitts. The interview with Baker was done by True News. The antenna and facilities were abandoned by something called Radio Paradise. They talked about the grid being down and nothing in this country working, as in an EMP situation. I guess no one told him that in the case of EMP, no one would be able to hear him as the radios wouldn't work. For what it's worth, the guy from True News mentioned something about three antennas and three transmitters. In the picture that was on the screen, there was one tower in the little building at the bottom, terribly overgrown with all sorts of vegetation, and might have been damaged. Well, we know from previous information that True News was given the St. Kitts medium wave station, Radio Paradise, on 820, and were supposedly going to put it back on the air, but hadn't heard anything about shortwave plans in addition. As far as I know, it's still not back on medium wave either. About the standoff at the wildlife refuge in Burns, Oregon, I mentioned last week, there was a ham net, or should I call it ham broadcasts, on 3843 LSB, around 06 to 07 UT, which I had not yet heard at that time, but I checked a few more times, found it was not on the air every night. However, I was able to hear it starting at 0532 TuneIn, UT, February 4th. Captain Dave, KI4THY, is the guy running the operation. But the next night, February 5th, nothing of that nature on the frequency, just some ordinary QSOs. It was back again on UT Saturday, February 6th at 0700. About 23 hours later, again, nothing about it. So it pays to keep checking if that standoff is still going on. I haven't heard much about it lately on the mainstream news. I did run across something else of interest on the ham bands quite by accident. CQCQ, Kilo 6 Monkey, celebrating the Chinese calendar year of the monkey, QRZ, on 18150 USB, February 8th at 2145. K6M is one of those special call signs consisting of only three characters. I found more about it, not at ARRL, but at QRZ.com. The K6 Triple M Monkeys are celebrating with a special event station, February 1st through 14th. The monkeys will be operating as K6M from Northern California with lots of guest monkeys in the chair. 80 through 6 meters, all modes. And they offer a special commemorative QSL card if you work them on more than one band. Read all about it. Steve Luce says Radio World has an article, I think it's the February 9th issue, about the 2017 budget proposal from the Broadcasting Board of Governors. They're requesting $777 megadollars, more emphasis on video, digital, and social media, expansion of the Kuwait shortwave facility due to cheap electricity, while cutting back or eliminating other sites. It hints at overall further reduction of shortwave, consolidation, and improved efficiency among the various BBG outlets. Of course, this is a proposal from the Obama administration, likely to be altered by the Republican-controlled Congress. James Branham in Oklahoma City has an additional hour on WBCQ for his two programs, Mennonite Radio and Broad Spectrum Radio. Saturdays at 22 to 23 UT on 7490. Keep that in mind if you have trouble hearing. The earlier broadcast, UT Fridays at 01 to 02 on 5109.7 compatible USB. We also heard the first two editions of another new program on WBCQ from the Isle of Music about Cuba, produced by Bill Tilford. It's UT Tuesdays at 01 to 02 on 7490. And unlike the other BCQ frequencies, this one is webcast. Bill Tilford tells us a lot more about his thinking about this program and what he wants to accomplish in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, number 16-06, via worldofradio.com. We always enjoy the very eclectic loop of fill music that WRMI brings up whenever some other program is missing. But until now, we haven't been able to rely on hearing it at any particular time. At least last week, it appeared that the 13 to 15 UTR on 11580 was being filled by this very nice music. That is, except on Sundays when they do have religious programming. And on one day of the week, Terry Elders admitted he was playing something else during that hour from his Pandora, including some local commercials sounding like a South Florida station. That is on 11580. Ivo Ivanov says Vatican Radio has made some changes effective February 8th for their morning broadcast to South Asia, including English at 0140, which we've been hearing better than you might expect here in North America on 9560 and 7410. However, the higher frequency has been replaced by 5940. Here in deep North America, we continue to enjoy amazingly good reception from the clandestine targeted at Yemen, known as Radio Sana'a, perhaps transmitted from Saudi Arabia. We get an S9 plus 20 signal between 1330 and 1530 UT, give or take, and especially enjoy it when they're playing music, but there's a lot of Arabic talk as well. It seems they have quit bothering with a call to prayer a few minutes after 15 UT, which is currently sundown in Yemen. Others are monitoring this regularly at many times of the day as we're still trying to figure out the transmitter's site or sites, namely Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, Rodney Johnson in Nevada, and Bill Bingham in South Africa. The frequency, 11860. The 29th Annual Winter SWL Fest takes place near Philadelphia, February 19th and 20th. Read all about it and consider attending. www.swlfest.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is mostly 5 and 2, February 13th to 29th, except for a peak to 15 and 4 on the 18th, 15 and 3 March 1st. Solar flux varying little around 112. That's World of Radio 1812. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.